Hey, fan club members, Ashley Flowers here. I know most of you listen to the ad-free version of our show here in the fan club, so I didn't want you to miss the announcement that we are making in one of the ad spots next week. AudioChuck has another brand new true crime podcast coming out this January, and you are not going to want to miss a second of this 12-part series. The new show is called Counterclock. It's about the 22-year-old unsolved murder of Denise Johnson in North Carolina. And you guys, the circumstances around this case are so bizarre. So Denise was attacked in her home on a day when, you know, her roommate was unexplainably gone. She is stabbed multiple times, mostly in the neck and chest, and then left on her floor for dead in the nude. But then her killer doesn't leave it at that. Her killer tried to cover up the scene with a fire, but not a normal fire, like not the way you'd set a normal fire. And where they tried to set the fire will have your head spinning. This case was way more than I could tackle, so I've partnered with an investigative journalist to host the show and uncover the truth about what happened to Denise Johnson. This podcast has been 2 years in the making, and Counterclock has uncovered new leads, we tracked down old suspects, and you'll get to hear from never-before-heard people, never-before-heard interviews. We even tracked down the people who didn't want to be found. Now, we have a video trailer for the podcast up on the Crime Junkie YouTube page. So if you haven't already seen it, make sure you go check it out. It'll give you a really good idea of what to expect. And no lie, you guys, it will also give you full body chills. So go subscribe right now to Counterclock wherever you get your podcasts. That's Counterclock, all one word, and we'll be dropping the first 2 episodes on January 16th. Now, we're not going to be releasing the episodes here in the fan club because this is a completely new show with a totally different host. So again, not part of the Crime Junkie fan club. So do not forget to subscribe or follow in your favorite podcast app. You are not going to want to miss it. And as always, it would mean so, so much to me if you would support our work by leaving the new show a 5-star rating and maybe a short written review when you're there. And I know it's not me hosting, but I produced the show, and trust me, you guys, how long have we known each other? I think I know what you guys like, and I really think that you're gonna love this one. And here is a little bit of a teaser to see what it's all about.
Coming around the corner, there was heavy smoke blowing across the road, and as we stopped, my captain knew the resident. The house had been ransacked. There had been either a hell of a fight in there, or first thing I thought was a robbery until, of course, we found Denise.
Today marks 20 years since emergency responders found a murdered woman inside of a burning home in Kill Devil Hills. The victim was 33-year-old Denise Johnson.
The only way to understand Denise Johnson's story is to move counterclockwise in time, to go backwards to the point her clock violently stopped.
She was in, you know, fighting for her life. Obviously, it was a struggle going on.
You wouldn't know it looking at this home that something terrible happened here 20 years ago, a horrible crime that is yet to be solved.
I'm your host, Delia D'Ambra. This is Counterclock, the investigation into the 22-year-old unsolved murder of 33-year-old Denise Johnson.
It wasn't a small cut. She was cut deep and wide. It's on somebody's conscience somewhere.
Whoever this crazy person is, probably is walking the streets down here and acting like every day is a good day.
This season, I go back to my hometown to dig up new leads.
2 decades later, advances in technology may be able to move the case forward.
We received the North Carolina State Crime Laboratory report.
Who the hell would do this?
That bring the case closer than ever.
Maybe we spoke to the person that was responsible and we couldn't put all the pieces together to prove it.
To finding the truth.
You use the evidence to find the truth and then try to prove myself wrong. I couldn't prove myself wrong, then I must be right.
That's eluded everyone.
What if she's murdered somebody else? I do recall the girl telling me at some point in time that she did not like Dinesh.
For 22 years. Subscribe to Counterclock on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on social media for more announcements about Season 1. Counterclock is an Audiochuck original. Our executive producer is Ashley Flowers. All recording is done by me, your host, Delia D'Ambra.
That's it, you guys. So go subscribe right now. Go check out that video on the Crime Junkie YouTube page. And please, while you subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. And I hope you guys love the new show.